Good morning from Bally Baptist Church again, and from our little devotionals, our little thought for the day. Friday again, the 3rd of July, into a new month. Trust you're keeping well, and it's good to see some relaxation in the present situation, but we trust that that will continue slowly. But it's good to join with you again this morning for our little devotionals. Over recent weeks, we've been looking at the Psalms with you. And last week, we finished Psalm 27. And I want this morning to turn to a very familiar psalm, one that's known by everybody, Psalm 23. And this morning, a little overview of that psalm, and maybe in the weeks ahead, then we'll, God willing, we will look at some of the verses. I don't want this well-known psalm in any way to diminish from the truth and the blessing of it. This Psalm 23 in the Old Testament and John 3:16 in the New Testament are so well-known that we are inclined to skip over them, but that's very sad. This Psalm 23 is the shepherd psalm of the Bible. And the whole psalm is, the way I look at it is, it's the Psalm 23 is the blessed relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. And that's the teaching of this psalm. And that relationship, friends, is an ongoing situation and an ongoing experience with each one of us every day. The sheep and the shepherd relationship. And that should be so real to us, and especially in the days in which we live, in this virus and this lockdown. God's people are safe and satisfied in Christ, with their all-sufficient Saviour and Shepherd. And I trust this morning that we are willing sheep, refreshed at the Shepherd's feet. And that is a tremendous position to be in this morning. Some do not want guidance and help today. They want to do their own thing. But I know that sheep can wander, prone to wander. I know that. And the life we receive from the Lord needs to be nourished. Good food and an appetite is the way to good health. And that is the same in the spiritual. The Christian life is more than a ticket to heaven. The Lord wants us to live for him and serve him. And I am come, the scripture says, I am John 10, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Life and abundant life refers to the beginning and the continuance of that new life in Christ, John 10 and 10. Also in John 10, 27, it says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. The Lord knows us, having had a spiritual beginning in Christ. We are children of God through faith in the finished work of the cross. And the continuance of that is seen in the words, and they follow me. That is the abundant life. Further down in the chapter, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. And that is it again. And friends, we are saved. He leads us in and out to find new pasture and to find green pasture. And could I say this morning, neglect of the abundant life is what? Neglect of the abundant life is spiritual decline. The special food from heaven is not found in this old world. Our blessed Lord is referred to in the New Testament as a shepherd under three different headings. In John 10 and 11, it says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The good shepherd. And that's more than once in that chapter of John. Then in Hebrews 13 and 20, we read, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. And here in Hebrews, he's called the great shepherd. And in 1 Peter 5 and 4, it reads, "When the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." And he's spoken of as the chief shepherd, the good shepherd, the great shepherd, and the chief shepherd. And Psalm 23 is the second in a little group of three psalms, Psalm 22, 23, and 24. And we see those titles of the shepherd in these psalms. In Psalm 22, it's the good shepherd giving his life for the sheep, the one that was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. When those dark hours of Calvary were coming to an end, our blessed Lord cried out in agony of soul, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And that's Psalm 22, verse 1. And friends, Psalm 22, lovely psalm, "There was no green pastures and still waters in Psalm 22. No, the agony of the cross for a lost world. And in Psalm 22, we have that lovely title, the Good Shepherd. Psalm 23 is the Great Shepherd in resurrection life, guiding his people in this life. And that's the relationship situation between the shepherd and the sheep. The one who loves his sheep, and the one who will never forsake his sheep. And we think of the hymn, "The King of Love my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever." Psalm 24, then we have the chief shepherd, to have the chief shepherd come again in glory and power. And those are lovely, a lovely group of three psalms. In Psalm 22, the good shepherd, he died for me. Psalm 23, the great shepherd, he lives for me. Psalm 24, the chief shepherd, he's coming for me. And Psalm 23, the great shepherd, leading and guiding and comforting his people. And that's why this title that I have put on this psalm is so relevant, the relationship between the sheep and the shepherd. Isaiah 40 verse 11, "He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms, in his arms, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young." What a blessing, friends, to be able to say with verse 1 of Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." And I trust that we can all say that today, because we have the psalm, but we have not only the psalm, but we have the shepherd. We have eternal life. 1 John 5, 11, "This is the record that God has given us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not got the Son of God hath not life." We must know the value of the blood shed by the shepherd before we can appreciate the sweetness of the shepherd's care. This lovely psalm is all about the development and continuation of the devotional life, that relationship again. We need to apply the imagery of the psalm to our lives. We think of ourselves as sheep and Christ as the shepherd. In John's Gospel, we see that when Christ put forth his sheep, he goeth before them. We read in that, we read there about the thief, and that's the secret enemy of the sheep. We also read about the hired servant, and that could be a false friend. But our safety from all such is staying close to the shepherd. For me, one of the key verses in all of the Psalms is Psalm 91, verse 1. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And that really is Psalm 23 in a nutshell. So please do not let the well-known aspect of this psalm take away from its teaching and its blessing to us. Some have said that Psalm 23 is the best known passage in the Bible, but the least believed passage in the Bible. And friends, many of us have sat at funerals in full churches all around the country and sang Psalm 23, yes, well known, but how much believed? I trust that that is not the case with any of us, that it is best known and best believed. The great shepherd keeps his flock with untiring devotion. He takes no reward. He counts not the cost. The sheep are his own. He is with them in all his love and tenderness. Many can say about this psalm that they have learned it at their mother's knee. They can repeat it word for word. But I need to understand it, for it will lead me in paths of glory and closeness. This, friends, is the Psalm of Psalms that has brought comfort to the rich and to the poor, has brought courage to the disappointed, has brought comfort to the sick, aid to the mourning. It's a holy of holies in the canon of Scripture. David is the writer. We don't know when it was written. Was it first penned in the hills of Bethlehem when he was looking after the sheep, when the sheep were grazing before him? Or was it put forth when he was the king with all his testings and all his experiences of many, many a bitter cup? We don't know. But we'll see, friends, how every verse in this psalm tells us of what the shepherd is doing for us. And oh, friends, that we could enter into the truth of this psalm and know days of blessing in this old sinful world. As I say, friends, it's all about the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. And that's an ongoing, that's a day-by-day experience for us, the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. There's a lovely group of psalms. Psalm 22, he died for me. Psalm 23, he lives for me. Psalm 24, he's coming for me. And this psalm, it's a lovely psalm. And I trust that just this little overview this morning will help us to appreciate it more. And in God's will, we'll maybe look into some of the rest of the verses in it. That will be a blessing to us. And we trust that because it's so familiar, it will not take away from the blessing of Psalm 23. So we trust that everyone is well this morning and that that will be a blessing to us as we look at that psalm and consider that psalm today. Now, could we bow in a word of prayer and commit ourselves to God today. Our Father, we bow reverently and humbly before thee this morning in the Saviour's name. Another new day, Father, we praise you for all the blessings of a new day. And Father, we just rejoice and continue to bless you and praise your name for all the blessings that we have in the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank thee for this lovely portion of God's word that we've been thinking about this morning. And what a blessing it is to our soul today to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Father, we think of our relationship today with the Saviour. And Father, we pray that that will be a blessing to us, that our Father just will be a real comfort to us, will be a real blessing to our soul today, and that there'll be nothing between that will hinder our fellowship and devotion and blessing before God today. Father, we remember our people today, remember our congregation, remember those shut in. Father, help them and bless them and comfort them. We think of those recovering at home. Father, bless them. We think of those that have been bereaved, that know the burden of an empty chair. Father, we pray that you'll continue to minister into their lives. And we commit ourselves, our Father, to thee. We think of our land. We think of this virus. We pray, our Father, for that God will continue to open up our land, and that, Father, soon we'll be able to get back to some measure of worship again together. And, Father, we look to thee and commit our lives to thee again today. And so, our Father, we commend and commit ourselves to thee. We pray that you'll bless and go before us, and that we will know the presence and comfort of God today. And we give thanks and continue to look to thee for it all in the Saviour's honoured name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, folks.